Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, August 16th, 2018. So we have a brand new Campy Kennedy. Salt is going to spend his first night alone with his new daughter. The summer of love continues with War of the Roses, Two Words, Girl Fight. And singer Matt Nathanson joins us in studio and explains why he has all of these scars all over his body. This is Matt Nathanson. Come on, get higher. Big round of applause. Hey everybody, it's Matt Nathanson.
Good to see you guys.
We've been in here talking. I just love it when people just slum on into the studio. It's awesome.
Yeah. We were talking off air about your bicycle accident. You have scabs all over your arm.
Yes, I do.
And some chunks out of your face.
Who do you think you are, Bono?
Yeah, I tried to pull a Bono. I was like, if I can't write the songs, I'm going to wipe out on my bike real strong.
People don't understand. If you fall off a bike, man, it is bad. That is, you know, cracked collarbones.
I know, man. It happened when I was
13. Yeah.
Oof.
When I was 13, I used to bounce back like I'd slam my head against a stone wall, and then I'd be like, I got this. There's not a lot of rebounding at 45. I was like, I hit this pothole, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, I think I'm in trouble. Like, I was biking, looking forward, kind of turning. I was like, I think I'm going to be in trouble. And then I hit this thing, and then I skated. I literally skated with my face across this thing, and I was the best part, I was in a cemetery. So it was super like Walking Dead. And I text my tour manager on my broken phone, and I was like, hey, man, I'm in a cemetery. Crashed my bike. I need your help. He's like, send me a pin. And I was like, I don't know how to do that.
New phone. Who dis?
No. Yeah. So he goes, you got to download Apple Maps. So I'm bleeding out all over myself on this broken phone. And so I hit download, and in the cemetery, against a tree, against a tombstone, I download Apple Maps to send my tour manager my pin and be like, if I'm dead, I just want you to know this is where I died.
Just bury me here.
So as you were sitting there bleeding out against a tombstone, did a song come to you?
Yeah, it did.
It did?
It was like this.
Shut up.
It was like, the song was... Stupid is the name of the song. And then stupid, and then in parentheses, you're not coordinated.
Yeah. Adult bike rider.
Adult bike rider. It's going to be a hit.
Fell off a bike, I was on a road bike and I was clipped in. I was stopped at a curb right down at Faneuil Hall, right?
Yeah.
And not going fast enough.
I got too close to the curb.
Can't
and
maintain.
I got locked up against
going
it.
Down.
And I fell in slow motion.
Oh God.
Not only did I fall in slow motion, they have those the horse and carriage down there for the tourists.
Did you fall in poop?
So no, but there's like this family of tourists who are now sitting in the horse and carriage waiting for me to get out of the way because they can't get on their tour because this moron falls
and are you
over.
Sitting there like with the bike upside down.
You're like at an angle. You're like an upside down cockroach. You're like, and you got like a road apple in your face, and you're like, oh, it's the worst.
I'm such an idiot.
Dude, I got to tell you, and I'm on stage that night, and they sutured me. I'm all good, right? And I've got this bandage. I take it off right before I go on stage, and I forgot how much chin you use when you sing. Dude, it was brutality. So I'm singing, and I'm like, everybody good out there? You know, like, and the sweat's going into my open wounds. And I'm like, I fell off my bike, and this big, like tough guy's like, what kind of motorcycle do you have?
Yeah!
In the audience.
Like a Harley guy.
And I was like, it's a Schwinn. It's a Huffy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, totally.
Had tassels on the handlebars.
He's like trying to show his progression.
It broke my basket. Right
it's
the
a
front.
Line bike. I rented it for an hour for a dollar.
It's actually sitting right outside
It's Carson and Kennedy. We have Matt Nathanson in studio.
God, I'm dying.
How much fun is it coming back home and playing a show? Is the audience still into it, just having a great time? Like, what was the show at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion?
It's funny, and I don't just say this, but Boston has a passion for music, as you know, because growing up here, seeing every show, and every time we play, I don't know if it's because Aaron and I, my guitar player, are from Lexington, and people know that, and we're like, what's up, Boston? But it's next level. Total mass holes unite.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I lied and said my drummer was from Billerica. Just to sort of curry a little bit more favor. And but dude, I gotta tell you,
we got a guy. He's in the band. He's from Saugus. It's amazing.
My bass player used to paint office buildings in Winchester. Give it up for Chabin. You know,
when you get up to Hampton Beach, you need to tell the drummer that he used to make the fried dough.
And
that'll really ingratiate the people.
I always throw down my New Hampshire, don't take our state for granted. They love that one. The worst joke.
dad jokes.
The worst. Did you ever hear this? So I'll tell you a story. After my bike accident, I went to this naturopath, like masseuse person in New York, and I had two rounds. And on the second round, he felt comfortable enough to start telling me jokes.
Really?
And he was the master at like everything but jokes. And he said, but the one I remember was he's like, guy goes into a, he's a Russian guy, so I can't do a Russian guy accent, but guy goes into a proctology exam and says, hey, doc, can you use two fingers? I need a second opinion. So that's my new joke. That's all I got. I was on my face down, in this gentleman's apartment.
Was he tickling the ivory?
That's not a joke.
Very sweet guy.
He was trying to align the chakras.
Yes, he was.
He definitely was trying to prep the waters.
It was this moment where I was like slightly feeling unsafe. Like that was the moment he was right.
Safe word.
Yeah.
Matt Nathan, everybody, go see him. Hampton Beach.
So good.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
So, Simon Cowell did a little interview yesterday. He was talking about the guys from One Direction.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've split apart. They've gone their own ways. Married, babies, divorced already. This, that, and the other thing. And nobody's solo career, like, I feel like, was a Justin Timberlake.
Same Not Abby. Yet. They're all still doing it, but...
So one wonders, will they get back together again? It's work for NSYNC. Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block, all this stuff. So what does Simon believe about One Direction?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He says,
about.
I think the legacy is too big not to go back at one point. He says they have enough songs. I didn't realize how many hits they've had. When they do get back together, it will be a huge event. He said they're all going to do their own thing and be successful, but I have a feeling it will happen. I really do. I would love it to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I disagree. You look at all the bands... from like my generation, if you will, like the Backstreet Boys and the whatevers that are getting back together. I don't think it'll happen soon, but there comes a point in which you got bills to pay, and nostalgia is real.
I just feel like Harry's career is going to be so big for so long. Zayn's career is going to be big for so long.
Right.
Louis sitting over there going, guys,
don't forget about me.
He and Joey Fatone are going to go into a hot dog stand together. That's what they're going to do.
Perhaps. So, the most important event on the American gymnastics calendar in a non-Olympic year is in Boston this week. And one of the best gymnasts the U.S. have ever seen has not been invited. And that is Allie Raisman.
What?
She will attend the U.S. Gymnastics Championship, but as an invited guest of the TD Garden, not the USA Gymnastics.
Are you kidding me?
She said, they know where I live. Actions speak louder than words. Don't say it's a new USA Gymnastics if you can't invite someone who's been speaking out.
That is so disgusting.
It's strange to me.
Ugh.
Like, I thought they were all trying to make these efforts.
It just shows you that no matter what, people just decide, you know, they're going to do whatever they're going to do. It's ridiculous.
I feel like if you're trying to show people that we've changed, this is not the USA Gymnastics that has happened before, that we are standing behind these women who have come forward with their allegations... Why not have the person who is literally the face of USA Gymnastics right now?
They should be called allegations.
And Kevin Federline has won at least one round in his legal battle with Britney Spears over child support. It is being reported that a judge has ordered Britney to pay him $100,000 for his legal fees. In addition, both sides were ordered to pay $10,000 to a dispute resolution company.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
He's got a good life, that K-Fed. Yeah, he's got a good life.
He is suing Britney to get more child support for their two sons. He already gets a reported $20,000 a month. And the kids don't even live with him.
I ain't saying he's a gold digger.
He give me money!
For kids in need.
The kids stay with her.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes, they live with her.
I think that they have visitation with him, but she is the custodial parent.
What is he doing?
He's lifting his...
Huh? But he doesn't live in Vegas? Whatever.
Oh.
I think that they only did that to get child support. Like, do you know what I mean? To make the divorce easier. Like, he did it. He doesn't get them 50% of the time. I can guarantee you that. Not that I've been to his house, but I'm just going to say.
Canceled.
Have you seen how fit she is now? I saw her post the other day.
She's always been fit, man.
Yeah, but it's like to another level. She said because she's getting bored when she's out doing this tour right now, that she's taken to doing some sort of yoga for 2 hours at a time every day in each room of the hotel she's staying at. So she does 2 hours on one room, then moves to the next room and does another 2 hours, and then goes into the next room and does another 2 hours all in the same day.
Oh,
that is a lot of yoga.
K-Fed's canceled. Stamp it.
Thank you. Done.
I want to talk about something that is happening in Salt's life tonight for the first time. Salt is a father. He has an adorable baby girl, CP, who is now almost 7 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
And Salt is going to be home alone with his baby girl.
Yeah. It's the first night alone.
Right.
Because Sarah, my wife, she's going to go get a haircut. She hasn't done anything for herself
in a
while.
She's not going out overnight?
No, she's not going like away overnight. Okay. Were you crazy? We're not ready for that. But she's going out for a couple hours. You know, she's going to go get
her. This is the first time you and CP will be alone in the house, no one else.
It's going to be, the cat will be there.
Okay.
So I got some help.
And good.
Snakes out in the
if
backyard.
I need it. Yeah, so me and the animals, the animal kingdom down in Marshfield. I'm just kind of like a little, I'm not freaking out.
Scared.
But I'm like, okay, I'm running scenarios through my head. I'm like, what do you do in this situation?
Do you have the
911, yes, that's the number.
The sticker on the refrigerator that has, you know, the doctor's numbers, all the emergency stuff for the babysitter.
Funny story.
Go on.
They don't have a babysitter yet.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you know what I mean.
The doctor is up here.
You might want to rethink that one.
We don't have a new doctor yet. We've been looking around for a new doctor. So
either way, though, even if you just need to make the phone call.
There is a vet that's close.
Perfect.
Do you have a baby Bjorn?
I have three of them.
Is that
but
what
she's
you walk
too
her?
Small for them.
Oh, she is.
See, yeah, he uses the scarf.
The boba. I can put her in the boba.
Right.
But it's insanely hot if you have her in the boba. And I'm not worried about like holding her and stuff like that.
Right.
Is Sarah going during a usual nap time or will CP be awake?
There is no such thing as usual.
I don't sleep.
I thought babies did like I sleep now, then I wake up, and I sleep now, and I wake up. No?
Yeah, CP is special.
Yeah, they do that whenever they want, apparently. Yeah. I don't know. Other kids, other people have these things called schedules.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I know nothing about
that. We don't have that. No, I don't either, Kennedy.
Okay.
Me and you, same boat.
Okay, cool.
Same boat. I just happen to have a child. So... Yeah, I'm just kind of like, I've been running these scenarios through my head, like, okay, what are you doing this? What are you doing that?
Right.
And I want my wife to go out, and I want her to do all these things, and it's my job as the dad to, you know, I'm looking after my daughter, you know?
Did you make some plans? You guys going to go to Chuck E. Cheese, or?
I wish it would be that easy.
Benadryl's real good.
I told you. Yeah.
For you or the baby, it doesn't matter.
I told you we met our neighbors already. I might wander over their place because there's a nice
Italian folk. Yes.
There's a very lovely lady,
Antoinette. They could be like pseudo grandparents for that
she's
child.
Like, I'm like, hey, you want to be a nanny, right? What's Italian for a nanny?
You know what you need? You know what you need? You got to start thinking about this. The park. That is like the
That's my backyard.
No,
he lives in the suburbs. I live in a park.
But what I'm saying is you go to the park because then like there are other moms there.
She's 7 weeks old.
Yeah, but you can
and this
still,
is at 5 p.m.
But you can still go walk around the park.
You can do some laps around his house.
Yes,
seriously, you forget where he lives now, Carson.
No,
yeah.
You want to be around other people that you can
have you
talk
met him?
To.
What?
Yes, you're going to need that. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself talking like a baby all the time.
No, that's great when you're like, when she's a little bit older. She's 7 weeks old. She can't be in the sun.
Oh, no. You got to meet with all the moms at the coffee shop.
No, I'm telling you, no.
Yes.
It's going to be 90 degrees out.
That's the worst idea ever.
Go to the coffee shop.
I even know that,
moms.
And I'm a 7 week dad.
There's your way to parent, and there's his way to parent, and I just don't think in the Venn diagram they will ever overlap.
Oh, my God. I mean, like, I'll go to the park, but it'll be by myself.
You'll be walking the track with your stroller. Telling you. Yep, that's
what you
do.
Do they have a coffee shop there in the Marshfield?
Yeah, where all the moms meet. 12 o'clock, don't be late.
You know what you need to do? You got to take her to get a turkey gobbler at that place. That's what you need to do.
God. Oh my
you need
God.
To get out of the house is what you need to do with that
that's
child.
Awesome. You eat, she watches, sounds perfect.
I actually think I'm more prepared than any of you.
I know that's a
you
fact.
Need me. You come.
Nanny Annie's coming.
Solid fact.
I can remember taking Barrett when he was like 8 weeks old to the coffee shop and just him there rocking and me just sitting there for like an hour.
She's been to restaurants before. We've taken her out to restaurants and she's been great. She hasn't been fun. fussy or anything like that. But I just, I don't want to do that. But like, if my wife came home and I was paying a babysitter, to, you know, as she was leaving, would that be a bad thing? Would that be a bad
look? I would die.
What if it was me?
We were auditioning Annie for the nanny part.
Annie just popped down. I don't know what happened. It's
All right, we want to welcome in Marissa for Where the Roses. Good morning, Marissa. What's going on?
So I'm calling with my friend Justin today.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, wow. Hi, guys. I've never had this before. We've had two people on the line. Justin,
yeah,
you said?
The reason I'm calling is because I think Justin's girlfriend is cheating on him with another guy at the bar, but he doesn't believe me. So I told him about what you guys do with like the War of the Roses, and he's agreed to listen and be a part of it and see what happens.
And you're cool with this, Justin?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I know it's not true, so I'm not even worried about it. Oh. And Marissa has no idea what she's talking about. I love you, Marissa, but it's crazy. I mean, like, I'm just tired of hearing about it. So,
okay.
You know, let's just get it over with so I can prove that all of this is just garbage.
All right.
You are a brave man, my friend.
Okay, so
he believes in his love.
Hey, go for it, man.
Justin has never heard of our show, has never heard War of the Roses, and has agreed to allow Kennedy to call this girl and offer up a dozen long-stemmed red roses. So, Marissa, Justin, make sure you're both very quiet while this is unfolding. Kennedy will pretend to work for Tracy's cell phone company and see who she sends the flowers to.
Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with Tracy?
Yes, is she?
Hi, Tracy. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good.
Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, well, that's nice. I mean, they're just totally free?
Yep.
And I can send them anywhere?
Anywhere you like.
Okay, well, what do I have to do?
Okay, well, let's just start with the card. So if you could go ahead and give me a name of the person you'd like to send them to.
Can you send them to Manny?
Okay, and what would you like that card to say?
Is it getting delivered today?
We can arrange that, sure.
Okay, if you could say, excited to have our shift tonight. Actually, excited to have our shift together tonight. Mm-hmm. And then if you could put like a little dash and then say, you sure know how to make the time fly. See, I
are you,
told you.
Are you kidding me, Tracy? Manny?
Excuse me?
Hang on a second.
Wow, we got a lot of people here.
Marissa and Justin, hang on a second. Tracy?
What?
Tracy, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, something we call War of the Roses. We also have Justin on the phone.
Are you kidding me?
No, we're on the air right now, and we have Justin and his friend Marissa. Marissa thought you were cheating, so she got Justin in on this.
What the f***? Are you kidding me? You are so getting busted. That's what I've been telling Justin for months, that you're cheating on him. And they're like, finally, you're so... Are you... Shut up. You don't have
Well, it kind of looks like I do. Manny, I can't believe this. I mean, Tracy, everyone thought you loved me. How could you do this to me? And where we all work? I can't believe this.
Oh.
Marissa, you're a bitch. Why would you do this to me?
I'm a bitch. You're the one cheating on him, and you always find a way to make it about you. You know what? You stuck. You stuck, and I'm so glad it's over.
Hello? Who's... So do we have Tracy or who?
Tracy. Tracy?
You still there?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what, guys? I know you, and this is not cool at all. You know, you're supposed to call guys, not girls, okay? There's a code.
Oh, yeah, we're only supposed to
what?
Call... What? No, she's absolutely right. We're only supposed to call cheating guys, not cheating girls.
We're
so,
equal opportunity here at the Carson and Kennedy program, Tracy.
We apologize for zigging from our normal zag.
Oh, my God. Good luck, girl.
Work is going to be awkward.
Bye.
They all work together.
That's so weird.
Where do they work? I want to go there tonight for that shift.
I'm guessing a bar.
Okay, that narrows it down in Boston.
Let's find them all.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We're now on the countdown to back to school. And one of the fun things you can do as a parent, and I know my mother used to do this with me when I was a kid, was embarrass the crap out of you when she dropped you off at school. I don't know if your parents ever took you to school when you were...
We walked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we lived in a, you know, a nice little suburb, and we walked everywhere.
No.
My mother would try and embarrass me every way possible. Sometimes it was the music that she
would
play.
My mom was a cool mom.
Yeah, no, I mean, my mom was fun, but she would just try and embarrass me. She would put on, like, Yanni tapes and have the music playing.
That's a good thing that didn't rub off on you, to your child.
Right. What are you talking about? I would never embarrass my child.
My dad used to embarrass me every single morning, dropping me off right in front of school. And then my mom would embarrass me every afternoon when she would pick me up, because she was that mom that wouldn't pick you up out front. She would make me walk a block away because she's like, I don't want to deal with traffic.
No, I don't
hate that. So, no, literally everybody's there. Except just you. Like normal people, just right. Waiting in line. My mom's a block away. She's like, walk.
Will and you could see her car. Carol Pat?
Of course, yeah.
I can remember, though, probably about the time I was maybe a sophomore in high school, my mom started doing pretty well financially for herself, and she bought a Corvette, and my attitude changed about her taking me and dropping me off to school.
She drove you to school in high school?
Yeah.
Gravy.
Yeah.
Dropped me off right out front.
My mom had a J-O-B. She was like, bye. Well,
Kennedy, the majority of kids don't actually have cars. Like, I know you did, but we didn't have one.
No, I mean, but we walked anyway.
I lived so far from my school, and she didn't do it all the time, but my mom didn't work until later in the day, so she would go into work around 11 a.m., so occasionally. Like, if I missed the bus or there was something going on, it's like, Mom, will you take me instead of a stepdad? Because you have the Corvette.
Mom, can I drive?
Right. Yeah, that did not happen.
Can I sit on your lap?
I have, hold on, I have Stephanie, who is from Weymouth, I guess has a funny story about the school drop-off. Good morning, Stephanie, what's up?
I used to drop my daughter off at school, and she used to make me drop her off about 2 to 3 blocks away. Because if I dropped her off, like, right outside her school, I always put my hair in, like, really, really craziness, and then blared the Barney theme song outside.
Oh,
I love you.
Why?
You love me. We're the happy. And she gets so mad at me. You don't even know. It was hilarious.
It's a mutual respect thing. What it is you want to say, look, I'm going to drop you off in front of school. And when your child says, hey, Mom, I want you to do this, or hey, Dad, I want you to do that, that's when you're like, all right. We're gonna bring it up a notch, and that's where you're gonna embarrass them.
Thank you, Stephanie. Colleen is from Malden. What's your story there, Colleen?
She rides her bike 1.5 miles to school, and if you come to pick her up, if she doesn't want to ride her bike home, you are not allowed to have music playing. You're not allowed to sing. And then there's times where I look at her and I'm like, Uptown, funk you up. Say what, Uptown, funk you up. Her face turns dark red, and she gives me this evil, like, gremlin demon look, like, Mom, you need to quit.
What is this you're not allowed part?
Yeah, thank you, Colleen.
Yeah.
If I ever said that to my mom, she would smack me into next Tuesday. Yeah,
exactly.
Barrett told Lana last night that she was mean, and she took it personally.
Wow.
That's a personal dig.
It's attack.
And I was like, well, what did he say? Why did he say you were mean? And he said, well, she told him to turn the movie off before it was over. He was watching a movie last night. And she's like, no, it's time for bed. It's time to turn the movie off. And he's like, you're mean. Wait until I tell Dad.
What do you think you're going to do about it?
You're right. She's mean.
If my kid decides that she's going to ride her bike to school and not ride her bike home, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick her up in the afternoon. I'm going to drive her home. Then later that night, I'm going to drive back over to school, and I'm going to unlock her bike, and then the next day I'm going to be like, oh, your bike got stolen.
Oh, that's
right. She's going to have to work for that bike back.
Learn the lesson.
Hardcore, dude.
Welcome to my world.
Yes.
I'll probably not do that.
All right.
It's all talk until we get to the
going to be walking.
Then we'll see.
Hold on real quick. One more call. Yes, Evan, what did you want to say?
So I used to get dropped off at high school in a limousine because my stepfather drove the limousine.
What?
Big
I made him drop me off blocks away because I didn't want people thinking I was getting out of the back seat instead of the front seat.
I would have said, Dad, let me get out of the back.
Thank you. That is cool. Actually.
Loyalty.
I would have called him by his first. Gary, let me get out. Get the door, Gary.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
All right, guys. So Ariana Grande's Carpool Karaoke with James Corden aired last night, and it was like 12 minutes of solid gold.
I'm so excited.
They talked about pregnancy rumors, weird birthday parties, setting up their own band. They sang Dangerous Woman. They sang Side to Side. They sang a rendition of Suddenly Seymour from the Broadway musical Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, wow.
But... you know, she does great impersonations.
Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
If you've never seen her on the Saturday Night Live, she did. Amazing. Yeah. And her Celine Dion is the best ever.
I finished crying in Easton that you left. And I can't remember when I went on high. And I managed to remember you and I had help for me. When I touch you like that. When you whisper like that. It was all long ago. So coming back to me.
Oh my God! It's so
wow. Wow.
She's amazing.
Talented young lady.
Jimmy Fallon's Wheel of Impressions, and she does like an Evanescence.
Christina Aguilera is ridiculous.
She does like an Evanescence humble, and she's like, be humble. Sit down. Oh my God, so good.
So Cardi B has not shown us pictures of the baby culture.
No.
Yet. However, last night she decided to sing a lullaby for her baby. But instead of like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or, you know, any of these standards, nope, she did In My Feelings.
Culture, do you love me? I'm your mommy. I remember when I had you inside me. And I burp ya, and I need ya, and I die for ya like culture. Do you love me?
I can say that I literally make up songs all the time to anything now, just walking around with CP.
My dog
it's exactly what happens.
Songs, please.
Oh, God. That's awesome.
That was cute.
Here's the latest on Thomas Markle, because, you know, we don't hear enough about him.
We need it.
Rumor is that he's designing his own clothing line.
No.
What?
What is it going to be?
Shabby chic dad.
Meghan Markle's half-sister Samantha tweeted from her private account, So excited about my father's new hashtag clothing line for men. We'll keep you posted. I have read through many other stories and many other sites who say that they know people, and they say that it is absolutely untrue. However, he very well could be focusing in on a line of hoodies for older gentlemen, since that's all he wears.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, you got to start somewhere.
Hoodies and cargos.
Hoodies and cargos. Some New Balance shoes. Yeah,
things that will ingratiate you with your daughter. Not that.
Yep.
Can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. I'm a little bit confused because we have two people on the phone. We have Phyllis and Tilly.
It's tag team week, apparently.
As I understand, Tilly volunteers at a food bank in Lowell.
Lowell.
And is Phyllis is driving her there this morning. Do I have all of that correct?
You have it perfectly correct.
Okay, so who's going to play? Phyllis?
Well, I think Tilly might be too young to play, but I can ask her for help.
How old is Tilly?
She's 16.
Hi, Tilly.
Hi.
All right, here we go, Phyllis. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you can score yourself $100. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Looking at the big board, Kennedy has only lost 203 times, but she's won 2,274 times. She is now in that other studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Ian Ziering says that he was shocked.
Ian?
I thought it was Ian.
Ian.
Ian Ziering says he was shocked the first Sharknado movie was a hit.
Shark.
The last Sharknado airs this Sunday on Sci-Fi. Who has played his female lead in all of the Sharknado movies?
Oh, shoot. Got blonde hair. Mm-hmm. I cannot remember her name.
Question number two. Jerry Seinfeld says he never regrets turning down NBC's offer of $5 million per episode to do one more season of Seinfeld.
Holy moly.
Oh my God.
It's like $100 million for a season.
Who is the co-creator of Seinfeld with Jerry?
David.
Are you all right, Phyllis?
It's so easy when you're listening.
Question number three. Today is National Rum Day.
Pterodactyl in her car.
According to the spiritsbusiness.com, what was the highest selling rum brand last year? Bacardi or Captain Morgan's?
I'm going to go with Bacardi.
Question number four. On this date in 1948, the man who started the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry, Babe Ruth, died at the age of 53. Which of these isn't a nickname for Babe Ruth? The Great Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT, or the Splendid Splinter?
The second one.
All right. And question number five. Aerosmith has announced a Las Vegas residency. Everybody knows Steven Tyler is the lead singer of Aerosmith. Who is the lead guitarist?
Oh, God. You guys are killing me.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Tilly wasn't much of a help, was she, Phyllis?
I don't think she would have known any of these anyway.
She was full of eye rolls, I could see in the car.
These are tough, Kennedy.
Okay. Mom, I just want to go to the soup kitchen. Come on.
Phyllis got 1 out of 5.
Soup kitchen.
Soup. All right, here we go. These are tough. Question number one. Ian Ziering says that he was shocked the first Sharknado movie was a hit. The last Sharknado airs this Sunday on Sci-Fi. Who has played his female lead in all of the Sharknado movies?
Tara Reid,
that is correct. 1-0. Number two, Jerry Seinfeld says he never regrets turning down NBC's offer of $5 million per episode to do one more season. Who is the co-creator of Seinfeld?
Larry David.
2-0. Question number three. Today's National Rum Day. Kennedy?
The rum.
What was the highest selling rum brand last year? Bacardi or Captain Morgan?
Bacardi.
3-1. Question
Bacardi
number four.
Bacardi B.
On this date in 1948, the man who started the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry, Babe Ruth, died at the age of 53. Which of these isn't a nickname for Babe Ruth? The Great Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT, the Splendid Splinter?
The Splendid Splinter. Thank you, Sandlot, for making sure I know.
The Colossus of Clock.
Oh, my God. You're killing me, Smalls.
4-1. Question number five. Aerosmith announced a Las Vegas residency. Everybody knows Steven Tyler is the lead singer. Who is the lead guitarist?
Joe Perry.
Joe Perry is correct. Woo! 5.
Yo, Perry.
Yo.
5-1 is final score. Kennedy, nice job. I'm sorry, Phyllis. You don't get the cash, but I do have a $50 gift card to Regina Pizzeria, Pecorari's restaurant, to enjoy St. Anthony's Feast, the 99th anniversary Italian Street Festival in honor of the Feast of All Feasts, August 23rd through the 26th, right in the North End. So you enjoy that gift card, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Tilly.
Bye.
All right. Phyllis, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Phyllis from Carlisle, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.